welcome to the Headache Doctor podcast. I'm Dr. Taves, and it is my mission to empower everyone with headaches and migraines to break free from a life of fear and dependence and thrive in everything you do. In this podcast, we're going to talk about what physical therapy has to do with headaches and migraines, or how a physical therapist can help someone with headaches and migraines. And we're also going to get into comparing the different treatment options for patients with headaches and migraines. Now, specifically, that is, what does chiropractic look like? What does the Western medicine model provide as far as medication? And then what is physical therapy? What's the typical approach that each of those take? Why is it so hard to find a physical therapist that treats headaches and migraines? And then why it makes sense that a physical therapist that knows how to treat headaches and migraines is the best approach. So what we're going to do first off is talk about physical therapy. What is physical therapy? Why is it positioned the best to treat and provide a solution for patients with headaches and migraines? If you listen to the first couple of podcasts, those are kind of the foundational podcasts where I talk about the underlying neck issue and how that relates to headaches and migraine, how that's referring pain into the head, how it's generated from either trauma or prolonged poor posturing or repetitive activities that lead to this type of neck injury or loss of movement. Loss of movement is the thing that a physical therapist will focus on, and is the, if I am able to sum it down or simplify it to one thing, loss of movement is the problem that patients with headaches and migraines are dealing with. Now, the loss of movement is specific to a few joints in the upper part of the neck, and this is why it's overlooked and difficult to diagnose, because the body's so good at compensating. When one or two joints have lost mobility, the body finds a way to get the movement done. So if one joint in the upper part of our neck that's responsible for most of rotation when we turn our head, if that joint's not doing its job, the body and the brain basically will say, all right, we're going to still turn the head. We're just going to put a little bit more stress through the mid portion of the neck. The muscles that turn the head are going to work a little bit harder, and we're still going to be able to get that 80, 90 degrees of movement. And so upon evaluation, it's difficult to say, okay, this is a movement problem, or that your neck is restricted, because in general, it looks like things are fine. And it could be that the patient doesn't even necessarily feel tension or stress when they turn their neck. And if they do, it's maybe subtle and they write it off like everyone has some neck tension, or everyone has to turn their whole body to back out of their driveway or check their blind spot. So that's what's overlooked. And if that's the problem that's overlooked, what it has to do with is movement. The primary problem is a loss of movement. And so we trace that back to what provider is best trained to treat a movement problem. So physical therapy and physical therapists, in whatever capacity they're working in, are trained in how to restore movement. So I'll give you a few examples. In my experience at the Mayo Clinic, I went through several different clinical rotations, and this was 3 months spent at either a hospital, in outpatient setting, working with runners or knee injuries or post operations, so like knee replacements, shoulder replacements, or it was in a more of an inpatient or acute care type setting in the hospital, where maybe it was the first day or a couple days after a knee surgery. Maybe it was someone who had been hospitalized for liver cancer or some other diagnosis that did not allow them to get out of bed, that required significant treatment and hospitalization. And so in each of those settings, movement was the focus. So for example, in the hospital setting, the floor that had the biggest impact on me was the liver cancer floor. And so these patients were very, very sick, and they had a hard time even sitting up, let alone walking around. And so it was our job as physical therapists to make sure that they were safe when up and walking around, or when they needed to transfer from sitting to standing, or even just taking a few steps around their room, a physical therapist was trained to know what to look for that were kind of yellow or red flags, how to monitor their vitals so that we knew when they were at higher risk of passing out or of falling for whatever reason. And so a physical therapist in that setting was helping with movement. Now, in the rehab setting, after a traumatic brain injury, maybe a car accident, a spinal cord injury, a stroke, something like that, with those patients, the physical therapist is there to help restore mobility when it comes to daily functions. So using your arm to grab an object, to drive a car, to get up and walk around, to transfer in and out of bed. So these are things that are difficult to do for that patient that's had some sort of brain injury. And a physical therapist is intended to restore movement and function in that patient. Now, same is true for the outpatient setting, where someone comes to the physical therapist, and oftentimes what is thought of from the public at large when they think of physical therapy is after a surgery, you need to rehab, and so you go see a physical therapist. And that is true, where if you have a knee replacement, if you have an ACL surgery, if you had a rotator cuff repair, you would go see a physical therapist who would make sure that your rehabilitation back to full function is smooth and as quick as possible, and that you're not going to do any further damage to the surgical procedure. Now, physical therapy in general is promoting this idea of preventative care, and then preventative in the sense that if you have an injury, the ideal situation, and studies have shown this, is to go directly to a physical therapist. The physical therapist, not being a surgeon, not being a medical doctor, is best equipped to evaluate and treat from a conservative approach. So because a physical therapist isn't a surgeon and isn't thinking, oh, what type of surgery can I do to repair this tissue, the physical therapist is best equipped to keep you from going into surgery. And so that perception of physical therapy is for after surgery is something that our association has been working on for a period of time to change the thought process of the patient to think before surgery even happens, I need to go see a physical therapist. And that gets into what we call direct access, meaning we want insurance companies to pay for treatment without a referral. So a patient can walk off the street, go into a physical therapist when you have your shoulder pain and be evaluated. So again, it comes down to restoring movement, whether that's after surgery or what would the ideal situation would be is before surgery. If you have pain, it likely is secondary to a movement problem, and the physical therapist is the best trained to know how to evaluate and restore movement in the joints or surrounding joints and the muscles in whatever the problem is, and will be the best chance of getting you out of pain. So physical therapists in our degree, in our doctorate, we study how the body moves, how to restore movement in all these different types of settings. We're the only profession that focuses in on the musculoskeletal system and our nervous system and how that relates to movement. Now, in the chiropractic world, I am not a chiropractor and I've not gone through chiropractic training, but from what I understand and from what I've learned, chiropractors will focus in on alignment. Kind of the foundation of what chiropractic was built on is this idea that alignment and misalignments will lead to dysfunction in different systems, and realigning the spine in particular can resolve those ailments or problems. Now, that difference between focusing on movement and focusing on alignment is where physical therapists and chiropractors differ, and there actually is a major difference in how we will treat a patient that comes into us. Even though we both will treat low back pain, or we'll both treat headaches, we'll both treat shoulder pain, that type of thing. There's also differences in typically the business models, how they're set up, and that sort of thing. But that's not a conversation for right now. So going to see a chiropractor is oftentimes uh, is a is something that I hear of more often than a patient that comes to me and said, I've got migraines and I've gone to see a physical therapist. Now, chiropractors have found their way into the market of headaches and migraines, and it's actually a good thing because they do affect the upper part of the neck. They affect the upper part of the neck typically by adjusting C1 and C2 or maybe the lower segments of the neck, whether that's through, in the physical therapy world, what we call a manipulation where you get pops, or there's other types of chiropractors which do these kind of gentle adjustments. And so focusing in on the upper part of the neck is good, and that's what a lot of chiropractors are aware of, and they know that that's the problem. And so as far as understanding the underlying problem, chiropractors, I think in general, are better than that than physical therapists. Now, physical therapists are the movement experts, but in our field and in our training, very rarely will a program hit on headaches or migraines. And so most physical therapists are very uncomfortable treating headaches or migraines. They may in their career have the occasional tension type headache patient that they'll work on, that they'll do some basic, what we call manual therapy or hands-on techniques with. Oftentimes it'll just be a kind of a postural correction exercise program that they'll take you through, which again is it's helpful, but it's missing the mark if they're not focused in on the upper part of the neck, because that's where the source of pain likely is. So they're addressing things that affect the upper part of the neck, but they're not addressing the upper part of the neck. So this is why a lot of patients will go to see a physical therapist and they'll say, you know, it didn't work. And oftentimes they're a little bit skeptical because they know that I'm a physical therapist, and physical therapists tend to be put into this category of they're just generalized. I use an example of how people, if they go see a doctor and a medical doctor, and the doctor does a poor job, it doesn't prescribe the right medication, that doesn't seem to provide any relief. Oftentimes what people will do is they will evaluate that doctor in a way that says, okay, I need to go see a different doctor. Oftentimes what happens with physical therapy is if a patient goes to see a physical therapist and they have a bad experience, they say physical therapy didn't work for me. And so that's something that I'm trying to work with patients in, because there's all different types of physical therapists. And just like there's good doctors and bad doctors, or good chiropractors and bad chiropractors, there's also good physical therapists and bad physical therapists. And maybe when I say bad physical therapists, I just mean maybe they're not trained or equipped to treat you with your headaches or migraines. And maybe they're very good in some other area. And so if you've had a bad experience with a physical therapist, I would say continue to pursue that avenue, because a physical therapist is going to be best equipped to treat this loss of movement in the upper part of the neck. It just might be tough finding one that can do that. So let's incorporate the medical doctor into this conversation now. So in my physical therapy program, we had in our second year a class or a course that we spent a day or two going through cases with the medical students. And these were medical students in their fourth year. So they were, I think they were like a month or two away from graduating, and they had finished all their coursework. They had gone through all their clinicals. So they were essentially doctors. They just had to walk and graduate and receive their degree. But we went through musculoskeletal cases. So these, I remember in my specific group, it was me paired up with a couple other medical students, and we went through just a shoulder case. And our professor had told us beforehand, or kind of given us a boost of confidence, and said that we would be shocked at how little the medical doctor was equipped to handle the musculoskeletal case. And it was somewhat of a, well, I think what it was a building of our confidence. And then it was also just showing us how much training we have above and beyond what the medical doctor has in the musculoskeletal system, in how things move, and what we should do when someone presents with pain in any portion of the musculoskeletal system, like the shoulder, the back, the hip, and the headaches would be included in that when it's a neck problem. And so we're sitting down going through this case, and right away the two medical students in the case of this patient coming in with shoulder pain listed off five or six different types of tests that they wanted done. A few of these to be included would be the MRI, CT scan, and what they were wanting was to rule out different types of tumors, one-off sort of diagnoses that would require this type of imaging. And so the course of care that they were taking was one where, I mean, this was at the Mayo Clinic, so I think what was happening were these medical students were used to seeing like these one-off cases of diagnoses that normally would not pop up in just a normal primary care doctor office. And so their mind immediately went to the worst case scenario. And a lot of that is because they aren't equipped or trained to think about this conservative approach, or how do we look at the mechanics of the shoulder, and how do we do these special tests to rule out kind of a basic injury. And this is kind of, I'm giving you this story because it's true in general. When you get into the medical doctor versus physical therapy, when you're deciding what avenue to go, the medical doctor typically will rely heavily on imaging, and they're ruling out things that are more dangerous, and oftentimes, maybe not more dangerous, but they're more severe. They require more invasive procedures to treat, where maybe 90% of the time it's just going to be something that requires a conservative approach that doesn't require the imaging, but how they're trained is to assume kind of the worst. And what that does is the patient goes through those procedures and thinks, oh my gosh, now I have arthritis, now they're checking for a tumor, do I have a tumor? Things like that happen, and then the patient has this perception of it's worse than it actually is. As opposed to the approach that I suggested in this group was, hey, you know, it sounds like it's just a typical like impingement or rotator cuff problem. And if we do these special tests, which would take a couple minutes in the office, we can rule out these other sorts of diagnoses and then we don't need the MRI, we don't need the x-ray. Now, because the medical doctor typically doesn't think that way, or they're not trained that way, it just doesn't happen. Now, the benefit of the medical doctor is they're very good at catching and knowing what to do when it is that sort of situation that requires a more invasive treatment approach. But most of the time, it's going to be something that just needs sort of this basic evaluation specific to the shoulder done by a physical therapist who's an expert in diagnosing, evaluating movement problems. So when we think about the neck and this movement problem, the physical therapist is going to be the best route in their training. Now, the problem right now that I'm trying to solve is that most physical therapists, even though we're trained to restore movement problems, like I said before, we're not in this field of headaches and migraines. Most don't know how to treat this. And it's just a matter of time before we start to see physical therapists pop up that are specializing in headaches and migraines, or at least have a clinic where they are very comfortable treating headaches and migraines. So I'm seeing that happen in my own profession. I'm seeing as physical therapists get into what's called manual therapy and start to learn more of these techniques that it is happening. And so whether you're in Colorado Springs, I would encourage you to come into our office, and I would love to have a conversation with you. But if you're outside of Colorado Springs, or if you're outside of Colorado, if you're unable to visit Novera Headache Center, I would say that search for a physical therapist that has maybe a certification in manual therapy, or just has experience as a manual therapist, meaning when you go to see them, they work with you one-on-one, hands-on. Those are kind of the key indicators that you're going to get a better product than just you walk into an open gym and you see a bunch of exercise equipment and they take you through 10, 12 different exercises and they send the tech to work on you type of thing. So you're going to want a physical therapist that's able to treat you one-on-one and is good with using their hands to restore movement to the body. Now, you can ask them, you know, is there a specific physical therapist that has experience with headaches or migraines? Maybe can call into the office and ask that question. And then the other thing that you should know is in most, I believe it's every state or most every state, there is direct access. So you have the ability to go straight to the physical therapist. Now, oftentimes, if the patient is filtered through the primary care doctor, as we talked about before, in the case that I experience with the medical doctors, oftentimes they will get the imaging and send off to neurology before they think that this is a musculoskeletal movement problem. And so it might be good for you as the patient and educating yourself by listening to this podcast, thinking, okay, I think this is a neck problem. My medical doctor might not be aware of that. I need to pursue finding a physical therapist that can help me with this. So that's my takeaway for today. And my encouragement to you is that your headaches or migraines are likely stemming from a movement problem. And the physical therapist is going to be the best position to help you. Most physical therapists won't be able to do what you need, but I think it's worth pursuing that. And if you're in Colorado or able to get to Colorado Springs, I'd encourage you to contact us and we can start that conversation. And hopefully this podcast was helpful for you. I get this question a lot as far as, you know, so-and-so lives out of state. Where should they go? What should they do? What approach should they take if they can't come into Novera? Again, this is episode number 12, and this is answering the question, why should physical therapy be helpful for me with headaches or migraines? Or what does physical therapy have to do with headaches or migraines? Stay tuned. Please subscribe to the podcast so you get the updates or notifications whenever we pop out with a new one, which is every Monday. And I would love for you to share, tell a friend, because for us to continue this work, to continue to help people with headaches and migraines, it is dependent on you sharing this information. So I appreciate all of you who listen, and stay tuned next week.